Hi, Marty Lurie on KMBR 680 with the manager of the Giants. Bruce, the first month is in the books. Any big surprises for you or thoughts about the first month?
I can't say surprises, Marty, but overall I've been pleased, with how we played. I mean, we've lost some tough games, but we've also bounced back and won some big games here. We haven't quite been as consistent as I think we will be on the offensive side and the pitching side, but they both have gotten better here this past week, so that's a great sign. I think it's more who we are instead of that little weak period where we had a hard time getting that timely hit. So I think the guys are playing with a lot of confidence. It's a good group here. They play hard, and I think having some depth has already been important for us with what happened last night with Petit and how well this bullpen's throwing. So I think overall it's been a pretty good month.
Yeah, I said on the show a couple of things. One, 33 home runs. I didn't see that coming out of spring training. It's a pace for about 200. And the second thing is, you got 7 wins in the starters, 9 from the bullpen. I didn't really see that coming.
Yeah, I thought we would hit more home runs. Now, I didn't know we'd hit that many in the first month, but I think if you look at the lineup with Morris in there, who's going to give his presence, he's going to hit a few more home runs, Belt with his second half, and I think Posey's going to have a nice year. I just saw that we would have more power. And not just home runs I'm talking about, but I'm talking about doubles. But the pitching, it's been a little up and down there, but I think it's only going to get better. Baumgartner, I think he's going to have a good May here. You're trying to get on track here in May. Some of these players, I mean, Sandoval, Belt, some of these guys have gone through their tough stretches, and some pitching. But it's a learning month for all of us. To me, that's for a manager. That's the month you try to get a good feel of your club, the mood, the tempo, the pulse of the club, and where you're at.
Well, you're going out on the road for the first time. I mean, the real road. You're going away from the Western Division here, NL West, and you're going out on the road. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, this will be a really first real tough, I think, road trip as far as travel. Going to Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and coming back over to play the Dodgers. And the weather should be fine, hopefully. But this is when I have to start taking care of some guys. Although I've tried to do that early here in April, the August and September are mine here. I need to keep these guys fresh. But Atlanta's playing very good. They're pitching good. They're scoring runs. Pittsburgh, they had a great year last year in the Dodgers. So we're playing 3 very, very good clubs, and we're going to have to be on top of our game.
The other thing I said on the show this week, I think you're playing good baseball. You're turning double plays. You're one of the top in the league. You hit into a bunch of double plays, but you're turning them. And I like the outfield defense, and I go around the field. Posey's throwing people out. Hicks has made some spectacular plays at second, showing a little bit of power. I think you're playing good baseball. Are you happy with the baseball?
I am. Overall, I have been happy with how we've played defensively and how we've run the bases. We are doing a better job of turning a double play. We were awful last year. There's too many that got away from us. And those stop innings, and you don't get that double play, they usually come back to haunt you. And as you said, I know we're going to hit it in a lot of double plays. Because if you look at our offense, we have a little stretch of guys there that you're not going to run them, and so you're hoping we don't hit on the ground, because if they do, it's a double play. So I'm not going to be surprised that we hit in a large number of double plays, and they're not really hit and run guys. So that's an area we will work on.
The bullpen has really been something else for you. I always say when the manager's got a good bullpen, I'll show you a good manager.
Well, I agree, and I've been fortunate. Somehow been fortunate to have a good bullpen. You go with the closers we've had here at Trevor Hoffman, and that's where it starts, and then it goes down from there. But you look at our pen, I mean, I couldn't be more pleased with the guys that we have down there. We have a nice blend of power arms, left-handers. Then we have two good long guys. One's on the DL now, Huff, who I like a lot. But Petit, and it showed yesterday how important that guy is, and it showed in Colorado. But, you know, these guys have the experience of pitching late in the game, so they're not afraid out there in these tight ball games. And that's always important, you know, guys that are comfortable pitching in close games.
You know, I like Petit, and I guess 72 pitches, 50 strikes. He's trust whatever he's got, he throws it. In other words, he's not afraid to throw it over the plate.
Well, that's why he has, I think, the success that he's had recently is he commands the ball so well. And he commands the strike zone so well. You know, he's not throwing it over the plate, but he's hitting his spots, you know, down away or down and in. And he'll use all four quadrants. He'll go up and climb, make him climb the ladder, change his speeds well. And, you know, sometimes pitchers come into their own a little bit later. I think the experience of pitching winter balls helped them. And you know, you go up and down a couple times, you know, you start to, you know, figure things out. You know, hey, I want to stay up here, and that's what I think he's doing now. And he's a nice luxury because, Marty, you go back a few years ago, we didn't have a long guy. So if that would have happened, we would have been in a bind, and I would have tore up my bullpen trying to get through that game yesterday.
Yeah, boy, that's like I say, nice first month. I tell you, nice first month. I'll take it. And now we go out on the road and see what happens. And, you know, April and May, you figure out who you are. And I think you're getting a good look at it.
Yeah, well, you know, the old adage, you've heard it. You know, you can't win in April, but you can lose it. And, you know, you want to stay away from a bad start because, you know, that can affect the psyche of the club, the confidence. And by getting off a good start, you know, hopefully they realize, hey, we're good and we can do this and we can play with anybody. And this group does. You know, they're not afraid of anybody, and they know if they play like they're capable of playing, they should win the game, and that's how they have to think.
So when will we see Kane again?
He'll probably make his next start. We'll have him throw the first day in Atlanta. We're off tomorrow. But I did see where he's at. But my guess is, you know, 5 days from now, he'll be back on the mound.
All right. Thanks so much for the time, and I look forward to seeing you when you come back. We'll know a lot more, let's put it that way.
All right, Marty. Always good talking with you, and hopefully next time we're talking about a nice road trip.
Okay. All right, Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.